Parent Stacy Hag is outraged. She pours on her kitchen table years of research, enrollment numbers, meeting minutes, and test scores.
3-inch binder, full of papers, letters, emails, petitions, news articles.
The Hags are one of the few white families still sending its children to almost all black Coldwater Attendance Center in rural Tate County, Mississippi.
I would like to see a bigger mix in the race. My kids are the minority in school. They're okay with that, so I'm okay with that.
But she's not okay with the quality of the school suffering as it becomes majority black. Her fight started after the Tate County School District in northern Mississippi built a brand new high school 15 miles away from the old high school. Attendance lines were redrawn, and what was once a diverse single school became two. Brand new Strayhorn, almost 90% white. And old Coldwater, nearly 90% black.
Yeah, this is Aqua Butler Road, right here. The high school is somewhere over here.
Angela Merritt traces her finger over a map of the segregating school lines. She's one of several black parents that have joined Hag to fight.
This, they came up and got that little white area.
Nearly half a century ago, a school bus took Merritt down these same roads to a state-segregated school.
I don't think we've come nowhere. I think that the people whose mindset was changed by the desegregation of school have moved away from here.
Right now, Coldwater's test scores are a full letter grade lower than Strayhorn's. For her part, Merritt says she doubts separate but equal status is even possible.
Bring back the white kids. Because if you don't bring back the white kids, we're not going to get an education here.
Research may be on Merritt's side. Rick Collenberg is a senior fellow with the Century Foundation, a progressive think tank.
The social science research on this question is really pretty settled. Economically and racially segregated schools are bad for students.
So Collenberg says, if Tate County, or more broadly, the rest of Mississippi and the rest of the country, if they're serious about improving outcomes, there has to be a strong action to reintegrate. Superintendent James Malone took over Tate County schools after it became racially divided. He says he's working hard to improve the quality of both schools. And he says there's already an option for addressing resegregation. An active 1970s court order allows residentially segregated students to self-integrate.
What we call a majority-to-minority transfer, in other words, a black student in Coldwater could transfer to Strayhorn if they so desired. White student in Strayhorn could transfer to Coldwater if they so desired.
LaRasha Mallard, a college student who graduated from Coldwater, does not think there is enough political will for optional integration.
I think a lot of people are just so tired of the fight. They're like, well, this is the way it's always been. Well, this is the way it always was.
So she says a final option. File a complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice. A letter has since been sent, and they expect a response by the end of the school year. Mallard says in the late 1960s, federal intervention got results. More than 40 years later, she says that may still be what it takes. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Annie Gilbertson in Coldwater, Mississippi.